120 at 760 WJR, second Wednesday of every month in the evening, you're lucky enough to be able to tune in behind the bench with our next guest. It's Todd Flood, managing partner of Flood Law, PLLC, and host of aforementioned Behind the Bench. Todd, it's always a pleasure to touch base with you. I hope things are going well for you.
They are, Paul W. You're too kind, and the pleasure is always mine to speak with you.
We have President Donald Trump following through on his threat to sue the media mogul Rupert Murdoch after Rupert's Wall Street Journal published an article saying that President Trump sent his then-friend Jeffrey Epstein a bawdy letter for Epstein's 50th birthday. This is, by the way, just to put it into the chronological order, this is before Epstein was busted for the big problems that he was busted for and died in prison or jail for. And I can't imagine that the president would, in this case, angrily deny writing the letter if he really didn't write the letter, because in the end, the truth will come out.
Yeah. So you would think he would be gambling with the truth, right? So... because truth is a defense. This case, though, I have not ever seen a sitting president in my research ever sue the media. Now, obviously, President Trump is on a hot streak. prior to his sitting in as president, he made some lawsuits and won, and then subsequent to that, has made some lawsuits and won. George Stephanopoulos and I think just recently CBS. But this one is different. I mean, you have to actually show actual malice. It's a really high bar. It's a high bar when you're a public figure and you want to sue the media because, you know, the New York Times case v. Sullivan back in 1964, the civil rights case and Martin Luther King. That's obviously that precedent still holds true to today. You have to show actual malice by the reporter or by the journal. And you got to do it by a pretty high bar. You got to show clear and convincing evidence. It's just not, you know, some preponderance you have to show it by. You have to show it by a very strong standard. And you have to show that the writer, if you will, either knew the report was false or had, you know, actual knowledge that it was false. That's a high. Could you imagine some writer putting this out there, not having it fact checked a couple times? So this is quite a big gamble, if that was the case by the Wall Street Journal and its writer.
Well, first of all, The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, all of those major news outlets are not what they used to be. There are fewer people working for them, which they're going to hurt because of that. They are hurting already because of that. And I'm just going to – I have no idea if the president did this or not, but I can clearly see how somebody – putting together a 50th birthday card booklet for Epstein, I could see how somebody would put together false notes from notable people. And Donald Trump has been a notable person for 40 years. And
right.
So I can see someone putting something into that birthday booklet that was not necessarily legitimate and done even as a joke. So I would, as the Wall Street Journal, have never gone with this story without finding out for sure that in this case, the now current president actually had a hand in being a part of that card. And I'm sure they didn't do that. I'm not sure who they asked or even if they got to the person who put that card together. But
right.
I've been given birthday cards before with notes from the Pope and the president. And I mean, I've gotten it all. And I'm sure that I've been used in notes to people for their birthday that I didn't even know was happening.
Well, you are a celebrity, but that's probably true. I mean, this is what you have to ask yourself. You have to ask yourself, did this guy, this journalist, act with such a reckless disregard for the truth? Should he have had serious doubts about what he was putting out to the public as being truthful or not truthful? If he did, they're toast. If he had that reckless disregard for the truth, then there's a serious problem there. And that's why you and I are scratching our heads saying, there is no way I'm running this story. You know it as well as everybody around. You're not running that story unless it's confirmed not twice, but three times.
Right.
Maybe four.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just because we have a conscience, one, and two, this is a sitting president. You're not going to put that out there. So, you know, I think, again, the president has a high standard to win this case. This Epstein story, obviously, is a thorn in his side. It's one of those stories. It's kind of like the gum on the bottom of your shoe. It's just you can't get it off right now for him. And the fact of the matter is that even if certain grand jury testimony was released or any of that stuff, it's still not going to settle the story. It's not going to settle the case,
right?
Because people are going to want the whole book. And quite candidly, they'll probably never get the whole book. Not until we're long gone.
Yeah, I think it was a huge mistake on the part of the Wall Street Journal. I think they'll pay for this one way or another. As far as your earlier thoughts, Todd Flood, and I defer to you, you're an excellent attorney. Is there enough proof that there was enough harm or malice, or I don't know what words you used? And I would suggest that anyone tying anyone into Epstein is like the third rail. I mean, you have jumped in with both feet on the idea of damaging someone by tying them in.
Yeah.
Damages is a big part there, Paul W.
You're right.
What's that?
Damages is a big part to it. You're right. That's the third prong of the lawsuit. You have to show injury. And anyone tied into Epstein is defamatory. That's damages, you know, because it sullies your reputation immensely. And people may not want to do business with you, whatever the case may be, a multitude of things. So you're absolutely right.
Well, and this is even, not that it matters anymore, but this is before anyone knew that he, I mean, as far as we know, no one knew what he was doing. This is before he was busted for all of the horrific things he was doing. So, but that doesn't seem to matter either.
Right. Well, no, exactly.
But I mean, they wouldn't have printed the story if it wasn't this Epstein and for all the things that he is now known for. And otherwise, the story wouldn't have been printed.
It wouldn't have been a story.
No.
It would have been nothing. Right.
If Donald indeed had filled out a little card to go in with a book for Harry Schwartz, we wouldn't be talking about it right now.
Exactly. Exactly. So the damages are built into this, just being associated with Epstein. So I just can't imagine a journalist doing this. And you're probably right. I think President Trump ultimately, who's going to want to go through a deposition on this case of what you should have known or didn't know? The Wall Street Journal could have some serious issues here. But we'll see. We'll see. But it's a tough road to hoe, and I can't imagine any journalist being married to a journalist doing something like this, just without having a triple, quadruple check.
Well, Todd Flood, we are going to see, you know, this whole thing with Stephen Colbert, and people are saying, oh, he got fired because the president liked him. No, the president hasn't liked all these guys for years now. If he was going to try to get him fired, he would have. The reality is the money isn't there, and money is all that matters now. And so when you hear that Stephen Colbert's show was losing $40 million a year, it shouldn't take much for you to figure out why they stopped doing it. You're going to see the same things in those national newspapers like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, where they have gone through and with a hatchet cut people who maybe they had too many, but now they don't have enough to cover all these things properly, in my opinion. It's why we see typographical errors that we never saw in the New York Times or Wall Street Journal in the past. And they slip through.
Paul W., you're letting the facts get in the way of a good story. So the truth of the matter is that's accurate, right? So